This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, May 5th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Senator John McCain is out with his plan to reform U.S. health care. Cato Institute senior fellow Mike Tanner says, minor quibbles aside, it's a large step in the right direction.
Well, it's certainly possible to quibble with some of the details in the McCain plan, and there are some aspects that I think are not as free market as we would like to see them. But in terms of the big concepts, John McCain has it right here. First of all, unlike Hillary Clinton or even to a lesser degree, Barack Obama, Senator McCain has understood that the goal of healthcare reform is not just universal coverage. It's not just getting a piece of paper in everybody's hand saying they have health insurance. Rather, it is to make healthcare more affordable and to improve healthcare quality. So he is much more focused on reducing the cost of healthcare, getting consumers more involved, improving the quality of healthcare. That's really what the healthcare reform debate should be about.
Now, he has in his plan, and I don't know if this is a quibbling detail, a refundable tax credit for individuals of $2,500 and a $5,000 tax credit for families for insurance they get, no matter where they get it.
Well, a refundable credit would go to people who don't pay taxes necessarily. It's a subsidy, a form of welfare. But the key concept here is that John McCain wants to move us away from our current employment-based health insurance system. Essentially, what he would do is say that if you currently make $50,000 a year and you get a $10,000 insurance policy from your employer, right now you pay taxes on the $50,000 that you get in wages. The $10,000 insurance policy is tax-free. John McCain would make all of that taxable. You would pay taxes on the full $60,000 in compensation that you get. On the other side of the equation, however, he would give you a tax credit for $5,000 for a family, $2,500 for an individual, that would offset the additional taxes that you're paying. You would get that credit even if the employer simply gave you the $10,000 in cash. And that's what he hopes will happen, that the employer, instead of buying a $10,000 insurance policy, will give you $10,000 in additional wages. You can then use that money to go out and buy insurance on your own. So no longer will your insurance depend upon what your boss wants. It'll belong to you.
How similar is this plan to the ones that were pushed first by President Bush a year ago and then Rudy Giuliani a few months ago?
It's very similar to Rudy Giuliani's and somewhat similar to President Bush's. The big difference is they've supported a standardized deduction rather than a refundable credit. And I would prefer to see a deduction to a credit.
Why is that?
The credit, in essence, can become simply a form of welfare when it's refundable. It is going to people who don't pay taxes. It is very easy to get into a bidding war at that point and to start bidding up the size of the subsidy. It's much more distorting. A tax deduction is simply much more, I think, honest and transparent.
His likely opponent in November, either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, both have said that they want to expand Medicaid. What has John McCain said about Medicaid?
John McCain voted against the proposed increase in the SCHIP program for children's health. He has in the past said that he is opposed to expanding Medicaid, and actually once voted for block granting Medicaid back in the 1990s. He cast a vote in favor of block granting Medicaid to the states, which is a good idea. There is some concern that he has talked about having federal funding for state high-risk pools. This could be done well. This also could become simply a gravy train for state governors, much the way Medicaid and SCHIP are. The devil's going to be in the details, and remains to be seen exactly how that works out. Another very important part is that John McCain wants to deregulate the insurance market in order to lower the costs of insurance. In particular, he supports allowing individuals to buy health insurance across state lines. Right now, for example, if you live in a state like New Jersey or New York or Maryland, where health insurance is very expensive because of all the regulations and mandated benefits that have been pushed into the system and forced for people to buy, it's illegal for you to go to, say, Kentucky or Idaho and buy health insurance where it's a lot cheaper because they don't have all those regulations. John McCain would legalize that and allow you to buy low-cost health insurance. And in fact, he would do a number of things to deregulate the insurance market to create innovative insurance products, things like term health insurance or other new products that we can't even begin to conceive of now. That's very important.
First of all, how are businesses expected to react?
Health insurance would still be tax deductible as a business expense the same way it is today.
I see.
What changes is on the employer side. So let's take that worker, again, who was making $50,000. The employer's paying $10,000 for insurance. As far as the employer's concerned, he's paying $60,000 for that worker. Doesn't matter how it's divided up. Today, he gets a tax break based on a $60,000 compensation that he's paying, the employer does. That's not going to change. From the worker's side, what the worker's going to do is now have to pay taxes on the full compensation rate, $60,000, which will be offset by the tax credit on the other side. The worker, most of them will be held harmless or actually see lower taxes as a result of this. The only workers who would end up with paying higher taxes are workers in the top tax bracket whose employer provides them with more than $14,000 in terms of a health insurance program. They'll end up paying slightly higher taxes. Everyone else will end up paying less in taxes.
Do you think this would lead workers to tailor their policies to precisely the kind of coverages that they need rather than let their employer, you know, here's your three plans, pick one?
Precisely. That's exactly what should happen. It will make the cost of the health insurance much more transparent. Workers will understand that if they want a gold-plated policy with all the bells and whistles, it's going to cost them. And if they want to get something that's much more rational, type of insurance that protects you against getting hit by a truck or coming down with cancer, then that will be much cheaper, and they'll actually be able to keep some extra money if they do that.
Mike Tanner is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can watch full event videos at our website, cato.org.